102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We got Bradley on the line this morning. Now, this is kind of a different twist on the Beg Your Pardon. It's not necessarily a pardon, but a search mission.
Oh, we're on a search party right now?
Yeah, out here hunting.
Great way to put it.
Yeah, my man Bradley has been ghosted by Julia. Go ahead and run it down, Bradley. What happened, man?
Yeah, so I met Julia on Bumble, and we had been talking and texting like nonstop for like 2 weeks prior to Valentine's Day. That's when we decided to meet up, was on Valentine's Day. So I invited Julia over to my studio apartment for some drinks and conversation, since neither of us had plans on Valentine's. I was like, why not? You know, I don't want to be alone. So we hung out, we drank a bottle of wine, and then Julia says she had to finish up something for work the next day, which it was a holiday and she wasn't working, but she had to go. So I walked her out to her Uber and I gave her a hug and a kiss on the cheek. And I told her, hey, call me or shoot me a text when you get home, so I know you got home safe. And that was it. That was the last I heard of Julia.
So what do you want from us?
Not so much a pardon.
Boo. We can't help you.
Yeah.
She don't like you, bro. She don't like you. You never been
this is
dumped before?
Kevin Paul, yeah, he...
No, actually, no. Listen up. Listen up. He just wants to know why she ghosted him. He deserves an explanation, Rudy.
Because you're not likable, man.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying, though. If guys get rejected all the time, we just take it on the chin like a champ and keep on moving forward.
Okay, so you guys hung out, had a few drinks, you know, had some conversation. How was the date? Did you feel that at the end of the night, before she had to leave, that everything was going well?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we have been, you know, texting nonstop, so conversation carried on great. I thought it was going good. I was excited, you know, kind of actually start dating her and all officially, but I can tell you what went wrong. I thought it was a great night.
Kimmy, you've been in this situation now.
Yeah. I mean, why is she so special?
You know how kind of like when you know, like,
well, she knew.
That was a kind of, yeah, she's gorgeous
thing.
And literally our conversation never ends. We're into all the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could spend hours and hours with this girl and just, you know, never get bored. Just everything she says
is
so infatuating.
Bradley, I feel for you, man, but let me ask you a question. Have you ever, like, played a scratcher, like a lotto ticket? You know when you scratch the numbers and the numbers don't line up and you don't win the money? You can't return that ticket and ask for some money, man. You know, like, she doesn't like you, you know, and you just have to accept that. I mean, I think that's what would be, if you really want some help, that's really what you need to accept. She don't like you, man.
Good morning, Julia. How you doing? Or should we call you Casper?
Good morning.
Okay. Ghost.
What?
The uninterested ghost.
Right. Okay, so we have a situation between you and Bradley. You know a young man by the name of Bradley?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so what happened with you guys? As we understand, you guys had a nice little date on Valentine's Day, and since then, it's like nothing. You haven't returned his calls or anything.
Yeah, I had a really great time with Bradley, but, I mean, it was probably a mistake meeting up for the first time on Valentine's Day. I don't know. It was just kind of awkward.
Have you been actively avoiding him? Because we're trying to figure that out. I think I know the answer, but have you been actively trying to stay away from him, just not interested in another date?
It wasn't so much that. It was just like, I felt like he was expecting a lot, I guess, from that night. And I just felt like it was better to just kind of excuse myself and disappear into the veil. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, he was a little hot to try.
Yeah, right. Brady was pushing up. Okay. All right, now we see. So you just felt a little, it wasn't like uncomfortable, was it? It wasn't like that bad.
No, it not at all. And like, honestly, I know this doesn't sound like the proper line of thought, but like, I kind of felt like ghosting him, I would like not hurt his feelings. I kind of just wanted to, you know, just be like, I had a great time. I'll see you never. I don't know. It was just
wasn't feeling it. Yeah, I get
you.
Yeah. I like him.
Just no vibes. Like, you thought it was a good idea at the time, and hey, it wasn't a good idea. It happens.
We do have Bradley on the line. If you could just give Bradley a couple of moments, Julia, just to speak to you. He's just looking for some type of clearance or clarity to say, you know, why, what happened? Because he's the ghost hunter.
Bradley the ghost hunter. That's what's going on right now.
Bradley, go ahead. Talk to Julia, man.
Yeah. Hey, Julia. I really don't understand that. Like, I actually really liked you, and, like, I felt like I treated you with respect, and I wasn't being pushy, and, like, I just really thought we were having a great night. I don't fully understand where you're coming from there. I don't know why it was necessary to ghost me over, you know, that.
I'm sorry. Like, I do understand it's really crappy for me to just, like, ghost. I do get that. But, I mean, we had only gone on one date, so I figured it was kind of, you know, easier to just dust my hands of it and carry on. I figured I didn't really expect a phone call from the Dream Team asking me why I ghosted you.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm kind of responsible for this. I want to apologize too, Julia. I didn't realize I was going to be a part of this.
When you're going through this, who you going to call? Huh?
The Dream Team. Ghostbusters.
We Ghostbusters. All right, so go ahead, Bradley. How do you feel, man?
Can I be, like, honest with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, from what I picked up, and then I really don't understand what she's saying now. I kind of feel like Julia is just, she'd rather have the guy with the penthouse, you know, than me, the guy with the studio apartment. Like, I feel like there's more to this.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so now she's a gold. Okay, yeah. Don't go.
She don't like you, so she's a gold digger. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. Well, you're quite the catch there, Bradley.
You got to learn the art of rejection. That's an art, too. You got to learn how to take an L, my man.
Yeah, this probably just wasn't a love connection, you know, and it happens. It's nobody's at fault. It just didn't happen. So we're sorry that you're not going to reconnect with Bradley, are you, Julia?
No, I don't think so, especially after that last comment.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can't haunt the one-bedroom studio. Know that. Yeah. It's too little.
Sorry, Bradley. You did not get a part in this morning, but that's just how it happens sometimes. Rudy, you are terrible. That's just how it happens sometimes.
She don't like you, bro.
And sometimes you don't. It's Beg Your Pardon with your Dream Team right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old-school throwbacks at R&B. Rudy, go stand in the corner.